name. Father, we thank you. We appreciate you because you are faithful. Thank you, mighty Father, because there is none like you. There is no one that can be compared with you. You are the King of kings and the Lord of lords, the one who was, who is, and is to come, the everlasting Father, the God who rules over the affairs of all men. Lord, we worship you. We say, be magnified in the name of Jesus. The Bible says you made the heaven and the earth by your mighty power, by your outstretched hand. There is nothing too hard for you to do. Lord, we bless your name because you are our God, the God of all the universe, the God of heaven and the earth, the maker of all things. We thank you because you are our creator, you are our redeemer, you are our Lord, you are our savior. There is none like you. There is no one that can be compared with you. Blessed be to honor our Father in Jesus' name. Thank you, Lord, for bringing us together again, even this morning, this day. Lord, as your people, the Bible says, unto you shall the gathering of your people be. Lord, we appreciate you, because by your spirit, by your wisdom, you have gathered us together. Left for the enemy, this would not have been possible. But Lord, we thank you, because you say you will build your church, and the gate of hell will not prevail against it. Thank you for your wisdom that is at work. We do not take this for granted at all. Lord, we are grateful unto you. Accept our thanks in Jesus' name. We thank you, mighty Father, because we are not just being alive, but Lord, we are in you. The Bible says the thief comes not but to steal, to kill, and to destroy. But our Lord Jesus Christ has come to give us life so that we may have more abundantly. Regardless of what is happening all over the nations of the earth, thank you because, oh Lord, we bear your mark. And Lord, we thank you because of the assurance that we have in you. As our Father, we are grateful unto you. We give you all the glory in Jesus' name. Lord, as we have come unto you this morning, even to hear your word, Lord, we are asking, oh Lord, that you will feed us even from above in the name of Jesus. Lord, we pray, oh Lord, that you will reach out unto every one of us who are in this auditorium and everyone that has connected, even through the Zoom platform, in the name of Jesus, because we have the assurance there is no barrier in the realm of the spirit. Lord, reach out unto every one of us, wherever we may position ourselves at this time, in the name of Jesus. And Lord, grant unto us, oh God, even Lord, reach out unto us with your specific instruction for our lives in the name of Jesus. Lord, we thank you because you are a faithful God. The Bible says, the Spirit of the Lord God is upon me. He has anointed me to preach the good tidings, even to the poor, to open the prison door, even to the prisoner, to set the captive free, to heal the brokenhearted. Lord, I stand upon integrity of your word by the anointing that is in the name of Jesus. As your word will come forth today, Lord, let it set the captive free in the name of Jesus. Amen. Through your word, heal the brokenhearted, Lord, in Jesus' name. Amen. Through your word, everyone that is in prison, O God, of the enemy, let them be set free in the name of Jesus. Amen. Let the unsaved be saved in the name of Jesus. Lord, let the discouraged be encouraged in the name of our Lord Jesus Christ. Thank you, our Father. We are grateful unto you. We give you all the glory. We bless your name, our Father. For in Jesus' name, we have prayed. In Jesus' name, we have prayed. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. You are all welcome in Jesus' name. It's always good to be in the presence of the Lord. The Bible says, in his presence, there is fullness of joy, and at his right hand, there are pleasure forevermore. So I want you to relax your mind. You are in the presence of the Lord. Either you are here in this auditorium, or you've connected to the Zoom platform. You are in the presence of the Lord. God is in charge of every other thing. Take your mind away from whatsoever that may be happening around the globe and put your mind in the presence of God, because the Bible says in his presence there is fullness of joy, and at his right hand there are pleasure forevermore. So it is my prayer for you that you'll be partaker of that pleasure in the name of Jesus. Amen. You'll be partaker of that fullness of joy in Jesus' name. Praise the Lord. So we're going to be looking at a message that I titled, Be Anxious for Nothing. Be Anxious for Nothing. And we can find this in the book of Philippians chapter 4 from verse 6 to 7. I will read the text. Philippians chapter 4 from verse 6 to 7. He said, be anxious for nothing, but in everything, by prayer and supplication, with thanksgiving, let your request be made known to God. Verse 7, and the peace of God, which surpasses all understanding, will guard your hearts and minds through Christ Jesus. Praise the Lord.
Hallelujah.
Praise the Lord.
Hallelujah.
We are in a time that everybody is anxious. I mean, this cuts across, you know, the globe. You need a very strong faith at this point in time, not to be anxious. And as human beings, we have every reason to be anxious. But thank God, we have God, and we have the word of God in us to deliver us from every form of anxiety. And I pray that everyone that is anxious for whatever reason, either legitimate or illegitimate, the Lord will deliver every such individual in Jesus' name.
Amen.
What is anxiety? What is anxiety? I checked online and I found there are so many definitions there. Well, I pick one. And also I checked the Bible and I look at, okay, what does it mean? And I found so many of them. But I picked one also. Now, let's look at what the online definition says. It says, anxiety is an emotion characterized by feelings of tension, worried thoughts, and physical changes like increased blood pressure. Praise the Lord. I believe many of us can begin to relate with this. There are things that we need to pay attention to there. It's a feelings of tension, worried thoughts, physical changes like increased blood pressure. Let's see what the word of God says concerning anxiety. Proverbs chapter 12, verse 25. Proverbs chapter 12, verse 25. It says, anxiety is the heart of, in the heart of man, causes depression, but a good word makes it glad. So we can see correlation. Even the definition that we found online and the one Bible talked about, they are very, very similar. So the Bible makes us to understand that anxiety in the heart of a man causes depression. So a lot of people have been depressed and they are no more today. And a lot of people, they have developed high blood pressure. It has led to heart attack. I am not a medical doctor, but I know all of this and wish many of us were agree to. So in other words, anxiety is not good for us at all. In any way we look at it, it's a manipulation of the enemy. So we can say anxiety is therefore a silent destiny killer. So it can kill people's destiny silently. It may not do it gradually, it may not do it, you know, instantly, but it can do it gradually. And it has a goal. The Bible tells us in the book of John chapter 10, verse 10, it said the thief comes not, but to steal, to kill, and to destroy. But our Lord Jesus Christ has come to give us life so that we may have more abundantly. So we need to understand this very well. So when anxiety wants to set in, so we should know what to do. We should not give in at all. We're in a time that everybody is anxious. And humanly speaking, like I said, we can justify it. But however, we are not supposed to. The Bible says, as men that are led by the Spirit of God, they are the sons of God. When you're a child of God, then you don't want to act naturally. You want to be led by the Spirit of God, you want to be led by the Word of God, so that you can overcome all the, you know, the plans of the enemy. And I pray all every one of us will overcome in Jesus' name. So what are the antidotes for anxiety? So antidote for anxiety. We can find that in the text that we read. Philippians chapter 4, verse 6. The antidote, there are two of them there. He said, be anxious for nothing, but in everything, by prayer and supplication. That's one. And the second one, with thanksgiving. So, in other words, the solution that you need to overcome anxiety is right at your fingertips, if only you know how to apply it. So, the prayer aspect, that say prayer and supplication, I decided to break it down into two. So, I said prayer and the word of God. Because supplication there, you can replace it with petition. And there is no way you can send petition to heaven without quoting the word of God. So in other words, I will give you three antidotes. Prayer, the word of God, and thanksgiving. Matthew chapter 13, verse 25. Said, but while men slept, the enemy came to sow tears. While men slept, the enemy came to sow tares among the wheat, and he went away. Again, we can look at that wheat, we can look at that tares as anxiety. But when you pray, you are able to overcome. So men are sleeping even at this time. And then the enemy is sowing the tares. But for us, the Lord will open our eyes of understanding so that we will not sleep in the place of prayer in Jesus' name. Isaiah chapter 40, verse 29 in particular. He said, he gives power to the weak. And to those who have no might, he increases strength. And if we go down to verse 31, he said, they that wait upon the Lord, they shall renew their strength. They shall mount up with wings as eagles. They shall run, they shall not be weary. They shall walk and they shall not faint. So when you pray, the Lord will give you strength. The Bible says it gives power to the weak, and to those who have no mind, it increases strength. So when anxiety wants to set in, go before God in prayer and ask God for strength. Ask God for power to overcome that anxiety. You cannot do it by your own wisdom. Every one of us, for whatever reason, will get anxious, including myself. But don't let it overcome you. So you need to stand in the place of prayer so that you can overcome that anxiety. Because as we have seen, anxiety is a silent destiny destroyer. And I pray that your destiny will not be destroyed in Jesus' name. I will not talk too much about the prayer aspect. If we have been following some of our messages here in Jesus Palace, we have preached a lot on that. So let's quickly move on to the word of God, which you can say petition now. John chapter 1, verse 3, it says, all things were made through him, and without him, nothing was made that was made. All things were made through him. Without him, nothing was made that was made. And if we start from verse 1 of John chapter 3, it says, in the beginning was the word. The word was God, and the word was God. So Jesus Christ himself is the word of God. And Hebrews chapter 11, verse 3, he said, by faith, we understand that the worlds were framed by the word of God, so that the things which are seen were not made of the things which are visible. So this word we are seeing is made, is framed by the word of God. The things we are seeing, they are not made by the things that are visible. They are made by invisible things, that is, through the word of God. Proverbs 4, 23, say, keep your heart with all diligence, for heart of it spring the issues of life. Again, we have looked at the word of God a lot here during our in the Sunday school. So, but this is just a reminder for us that you need the word of God, even when you petition heaven. The Bible says, be anxious for nothing. He said, but in everything, by prayer and supplication with thanksgiving, let your request be made known unto God. So how can you make a request unto God when you do not know the word of God? Even the Lord Jesus Christ, in the book of Matthew chapter 4, And if you go to Luke chapter 4, it's there also. The only way you could defeat the enemy of our soul is through the word of God. So it's just a reminder for us to remember the word of God. What the enemy wants to do is to capture the heart of people and to create anxiety. So when you are anxious, you will not be able to pray. I can tell you that. You have to find a way to overcome that anxiety before you can pray. When you are overcome by anxiety, you will not be able to sit down and study the word of God. When you allow anxiety to overcome you, the devil understands all of this. That's why the Bible warns us in Proverbs 4:23, it says, keep your heart with all diligence. You must be diligent about it. The devil wants to take over the hearts of people. And one of the easiest ways to do it is to make people to fall into anxiety, to be anxious. And that's why the Bible is warning us clearly, be anxious for nothing. So it is your responsibility, it's my responsibility to guide our heart with all diligence. So you must pump the word of God into your heart. Every attempt for the enemy to deceive you and make you to be unnecessarily anxious, recall the word of God. Recall the word of God. Thank God for my brother who gave testimony the other time. He recalled the word of God. And through the word of God, he received his deliverance. You don't even need to wait for anybody to, you know, to do that. Recall the word of God. But when you don't have the word of God in you, how can you recall it? The Bible said, the word of God have I hidden in my heart so that I will not sin against him. So if you do not have the word of God in your heart, then how will you be able to call him? The Bible says, I will give you the Holy Spirit who will teach you all things and it will bring unto your remembrance all things. But you have to be taught first before you can bring it unto your remembrance. If you don't create time to sit down with the Holy Spirit to teach you his word, when you are faced with situation and circumstances, how is he going to be able to recall and, you know, remind you? There is nothing to remind you of. The Lord will give us understanding in Jesus' name. And the last point there, thanksgiving. Thanksgiving. The Bible says, be anxious for nothing, but in everything, by prayer and supplication with thanksgiving, let your request be made known unto God. Today is Thanksgiving service. I'm going to dwell a little bit on that. Today is Thanksgiving, and it's the first Sunday in the month of November. And we have been hearing the testimony of God's people. As we celebrate the Thanksgiving, I want us to have a little bit of understanding of what the Thanksgiving means. Thanksgiving. Psalm 54, verse 13 to 15. Say, will I eat the flesh of bulls or drink the blood of goats? Offer to God thanksgiving and pay your vows to the Most High. Call upon me in the day of trouble, and I will deliver you, and you shall glorify me. So in other words, through thanksgiving, the Bible says that it will deliver you after you have given thanksgiving to God. So in other words, when you are thanking God, all you are saying is that, well, it is true, there are problems, but I don't get to worry about it. God, I hand it over for you to take over. And you are thanking God instead of complaining, instead of murmuring. You're just saying, Lord, I thank you. The Bible says, in everything, give thanks. For this is your will concerning, you know, this is your will concerning you in Christ Jesus. So let's cultivate the habit of thanking God. According to the word of God, it makes us to understand that you are required, you know, to pray, to give supplication, and then thanksgiving in order for you to be able to overcome anxiety. So what are reasons for, you know, thanksgiving? Number one, it can be expression of gratitude to God for visible divine, you know, visitation. Just like some of our brethren have done, you know, visible divine visitation. So some visitation may not be visible, but for visible one, you want to say, Lord, I thank you for what you have done. People can see, they can relate to it. I thank you for this. And not just that, because of our time, I will not be able to, you know, go through the text. Psalm 103, if you read it from verse 1 to verse 6, He will tell you some of the new reasons why you need to thank God for. So there are so many reasons there. Expression of gratitude to God. And God loves it when we give him, you know, gratitude. We are just saying, Lord, I thank you. I thank you for what you have done. In other words, you are making God understand that you have not accomplished anything by your own wisdom or by your own strength. And even human beings, we appreciate that. How much more our God? Praise the Lord. Again, it's a demonstration of your faith to claim his promises. Demonstration of your faith. Hebrews chapter 11, verse 1, it says that faith, it is the evidence of things hoped for, substance of things not seen. So, and that is faith. So you can thank God even for, you know, as a demonstration of your faith towards his, you know, promises. We have so many promises in the word of God, but even before those things begin to come to, you know, real realization, you can thank God for them. And as you thank God, you are exercising your faith in the word of God, and God loves it. We have seen so many instances that was pleasing before God. Now, I want to give us some warning here. Let your thanksgiving be without any hypocrisy. Because God weighs every motive behind our actions. 2 Samuel chapter 2, verse 3, it tells us our God is God of all knowledge, to whom every action is weighed. So we can't deceive God. We cannot. God deals with us based on what is going on in our heart. Based on what is going on in our heart. So when you give thanksgiving, the focus must be God. You are thanking God. It's not about human being. It's not about you. It's about God. And so when we are saying we are, you know, we are offering thanksgiving unto the Lord, we should do it with, you know, a better understanding. We should focus on the living God. I will read a quick story here for us in the Bible. That is Luke chapter 18, verse 10 to 14. Luke chapter 18, verse 10 to 14. He said, two men went up to the temple to pray. One a Pharisee and the other a tax collector. The Pharisee stood and prayed thus with himself. God, I thank you that I am not like the other men, extortioners, unjust, adulterers, or even as a tax collector. I fast twice a week. I give tithes of all that I possess. And the tax collector, standing afar off, would not so much as raise his eye to heaven, but beat his breast, saying, God, be merciful to me, a sinner. I tell you, this man went down to his house justified rather than the other. For everyone who exalts himself will be humble, and he who humbles himself will be exalted. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. Now, you know, the importance, the thing I want us to take note about that passage that we read is that we have been looking at antidote for anxiety. And we talked about prayer, we talked about the word of God, and we talked about thanksgiving. But we can see a very good example in the Bible where, you know, two people, they are praying unto God and they are offering their thanksgiving. But the Bible makes us to understand that the one, there's one who was self-focused, and while the other one put his attention on God. So I'm encouraging us this morning that when we give our thanksgiving, let our focus be on God. Let's thank him genuinely from the bottom of our heart. Thank him with a humble spirit, not with a grumbling spirit. Many a times, you know, we can say we are giving thanksgiving to God, but not with a humble spirit. We still exhibit a little bit of pride, even when we are offering our thanksgiving unto God. Remember, it is unto God. So God expects us to humbly come to his presence. 2 Samuel chapter 2, verse 3, he says, talk no more so very proudly. Let no arrogance come from your mouth. For the Lord is the God of all knowledge, and by him actions are weighed. God look at our heart. Even when we are offering thanksgiving, God cannot be deceived. So let your thanksgiving be genuine. Let it be sincere. Be genuine before the Almighty God. Pour out your heart and express your thanksgiving unto Him. Not just for showing up. Not just, you know, for religiosity's sake. I pray that the Lord will give us understanding in Jesus' name. Benefit of thanksgiving. I will just give us just one because of our time. Today is thanksgiving, you know, service, so it's not supposed to be a long service. Benefit of thanksgiving. I will give you just one, which we are going to find in Philippians chapter 4, verse 7, the text that we read earlier. And the Bible says, and the peace of God, which surpasses all understanding, will guide your heart and mind through Christ Jesus. Praise the Lord. So in other words, peace of God. We're in a time that everybody, you know, looking for peace. But there is no other place to find peace. It's only in the Lord Jesus that you can find peace. And then what about those of us who say we are Christians? And then we have Jesus as our Lord and our Savior. And we are still worried. We are still troubled. The Bible says, let not your heart be troubled. He said, believe in me. Believe in my Father. Let not your heart be troubled. The Bible says, this thing I have spoken unto you. He said, in me you will have peace. He said, in this world you will have tribulation. He said, but be of good cheer, because I have overcome. Praise the Lord. So we all need the peace of God. And the only way you can have the peace of God is to eliminate anxiety. As long as anxiety is still there, then, you know, they don't go together. One has to replace the other one. And I pray that the peace of God will replace anxiety in our hearts in Jesus' name. He says, and the peace of God, which surpasses all understanding, will guide your heart and mind through Christ Jesus. I pray that even as we go through this period, the peace of God that surpasses all understanding will guide our hearts in Jesus' name. In conclusion, Matthew chapter 6, verse 31 to 34. Matthew chapter 6, from 31 to 34. He said, therefore, do not worry, saying, what shall we eat? What shall we drink? What shall we wear? For after all these things, the Gentiles seek, for your heavenly Father knows that you need all these things. But seek first the kingdom of God and his righteousness. All these things shall be added to you. Therefore, do not worry about tomorrow, for tomorrow will worry about its own things. Sufficient for the day is its own trouble. Praise the Lord. Many a time when we hear, you know, scripture like this, or you talk to people, try to counsel them, they will tell you, you don't know what I'm going through. It is true. I may not know what you are going through. You may not know what I am going through. But let's look at it this way. If you say you don't know what I'm going through, and I say, okay, continue to be troubled, does that help? It doesn't help. So the word of God is very clear. It said, be anxious for nothing. Don't worry about it. So if you continue to worry about it, it doesn't change the situation for good. In fact, it makes it worse. So the word of God is very, very clear. So the Bible says, therefore, do not worry. It's an instruction. It's a counsel. Therefore, do not worry. In other words, worries will come. There's nothing we can do about that. But the Bible says, do not worry. So don't allow it to overcome you. Don't give in to it. I remember the testimony of our sister last month. She said she was trusting God for the future of him for some years. And she prayed, worried and all of that, but nothing happened. She just made up her mind that enough of that. She would now focus on just serving God. And she just kept on serving God. And she refused to even pray about that situation anymore. She handed it over to God and she forgot it. She relieved herself of unnecessary stress. So only God knows what she might have gone through by worrying over that. But God visited her when it was least expected. So what she was worrying about, God did it when she was not even talking about it. But instead, she gave herself, you know, to the service of God. I pray that the Lord will give us understanding in Jesus' name. Let's rise up as we pray. We're going to pray. I mean, if you feel comfortable to sit down, you can sit down. But we're going to pray. Luke chapter 10, verse 17 and verse 20. I will read before we pray. Luke chapter 10, verse 17 and 20. He said, then the 70 returned with joy, saying, Lord, even the demons are subject to us in your name. Verse 20, he said, nevertheless, do not rejoice in this, that the spirit are subject to you, but rather rejoice because your names are written in heaven. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. The reason why I'm asking us to pray this prayer this afternoon is this. We're in a time that many people are losing their hope, even in God. Many people, they have lost the consciousness of the fact that Jesus Christ is going to come back. And everybody is worried about the situation of things, the pandemic, the fear of the unknown, so many things. But I want you to pray this prayer for yourself. That Father, regardless of what is happening, let my name not be erased from the book of life. We have the verdict of Jesus Christ to those people. Jesus Christ sent them out, and they came by rejoicing. And they were telling Jesus Christ all the things that were happening. Our demon was subject unto them, but Jesus Christ changed the topic. He said, do not rejoice in this thing. He said, rejoice because your names are written in the book of life. I want you to pray. Pray for yourself, my brethren. Pray for all our brethren who may not be here physically. And pray that the Lord, that your name will not be erased from the book of life. Begin to pray in the name of Jesus. Almighty Father, Lord, we come before you as your people, O Lord, this hour. And we're asking in the name of our Lord Jesus Christ, Lord, let, O Lord, our names, let my name, let the name of every member of my family not be erased, O Lord, from the book of life. Let the name of all my brethren who are here and those who are connected to the Zoom platform not be erased from the book of life. In the name of our Lord Jesus Christ, every situation, O Lord, Lord, that you could overcome us, that will make us, O Lord, even to be found missing. Lord, from the book of life, please, Lord, deliver us. In the name of our Lord Jesus Christ, regardless of what is happening around the globe, regardless of what is happening around us far and near, Almighty God, Lord, help us to be able to guide our hearts with all diligence, Lord. In the name of our Lord Jesus Christ, let our names not be removed, oh Lord, be erased from the book of life. In the name of our Lord Jesus Christ, Lord, we thank you. We appreciate you. For in Jesus' name, we have prayed.